Holly on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
We know that Snapchat has been losing out to Instagram, and it all happened when Snapchat did like a format change, you know, how they laid everything out, and then they ran several insensitive ads, and Instagram has been creeping on them anyway because they've got basically everything Snapchat does now. So it was almost inevitable that Snapchat was on the decline. However, I feel like Snapchat did something with this latest update that is enviable, and so it's probably coming soon to Instagram, but it's not there yet.
Okay.
Now, there's this feature where you can delete a message you've already sent in any conversation you're having, including group chats, no matter who's already read it. The message is gone permanently, and while the people you're chatting with do get a notification that a message was deleted, if they haven't read it yet, they don't know what it said. And that is a snap or a text.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so let's say it's 3:00 in the morning, I'm at the club, and I'm getting down with a girl, and I'm booty shaking, and I'm having some cocktails, and
yes.
Then I see a guy that rejects me, and I'm like, oh my gosh, and then I go over to my Snapchat, and I send a text to my ex-boyfriend, Derek, and I'm like, I miss you!
Oh, yeah. And there's too many, you know, exclamation points. About 80 Ys.
Yeah, you know. Add a bunch of emojis, sad crying faces.
Yeah, and maybe like one eggplant.
Yeah, and then you wake up at 7:00 and you're like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
So then, because usually on Snapchat now, that disappears for you when you send it. So now you'll be able to open back up that snap to Derek and delete, and he'll never see it.
Delete it because he's not opened it yet. He can't see it. He, boop, it's gone.
So then when he goes, hey, I saw you. You sent me something, but it deleted. You can go, oh, it was just me making out with this hot guy.
Yes.
So Snapchat has saved your day.
Yes. Snapchat is saving lives with this update.
Okay.
Yeah. So Instagram, I mean, your move. But Snapchat is leading the forefront on this one.
But the only problem with this is that if you're drunk and trying to do this on Snapchat, I still don't have the Snapchat update down.
Well, I mean, all you're doing is in the message. It's really easy. You just hold it down, and then it asks if you want to delete it.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's pretty easy. But
well, now we'll try it this weekend and see.
Okay, that's fine. Of course, we need to talk about this because yesterday, and we were all speculating about, you know, what IHOP was changing to with IHOP, International House of Pancakes. And then yesterday morning it broke, like we said, International House of Burgers, since it's now IHOB. And so this was like the big switcheroo, and everybody went, wait, what?
Huh?
Because they got the patent for it. They got the lock on IHOB on Twitter and Instagram and all this stuff. Well, I feel like the best thing that came out of this was actually Wendy's clapback.
Let me tell you, Wendy don't play.
No. Not only in the past has Wendy's dropped a mixtape and is known for being savage AF on Twitter. So they made their announcement and, you know, Wendy's had something that, like an original tweet that was like, you know, when you want to change your name when you're 7 and then it sounds cool at the time, but you don't. But then somebody asked Wendy's, they said, so Wendy's, you're just going to let IHOB sell burgers on your block?
Now, Holly, you have to read Wendy's tweet in the form of how you think she said it.
Okay.
All right. How do you think Wendy would say this on the streets?
Okay. If Wendy is on the streets and somebody goes, so Wendy's, you just going to let IHOB sell burgers on your block? I'd be like, not really afraid of the burgers from a place that decided pancakes were too hard. And then I feel like it would be followed up by that gif of the kid with his hands on his face falling down. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Wendy's won
IHOP's day.
They stole the thunder.
They did.
And whoever is managing the Wendy's social media account, they got a bonus yesterday.
Yeah, they did. They did. I mean, that was the most liked, retweeted. It was fantastic. And then everybody else was coming for IHOP too. And obviously, this is not going to be permanent. They're just trying to really highlight these new whatever burgers they have.
Right.
But I just... Wendy's won that day. That's what's trending in Tampa Bay with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.